And if you had just a few sheets of paper and you wanted to put them together, you wanted to hold them together, what might you put on them? You might put them, what on to clip them together?
Clip them together.
And how would you do that?
Well, you use a clip, or either you use one of those stapling machines, I don't know which.
Mm-hmm. And again, talking about cars, where would you keep the spare tire to your car?
In the trunk, old car is, but some people have these on the backs of them now, those Lincoln Continentals. I had a friend down in Fort Myers, and she's got one on old thing like we used years ago on the back of it.
Just to mash them.
Accelerate.
Mm-hmm. And do you have an automatic transmission?
Mm-mm. my car's 23 years old. It's got 42,000 miles on it.
Oh.
That's all. Stayed out in front of the Capitol all these many years till I retired.
Well, mine.
It's a Ford Crestline. Ford. Four-door. 8-cylinder. Doesn't use much gas, though, and it still runs. And the man worked on it, and they had to count 8 places before they could find a battery for it. Because they had smaller places, but somebody said they could have enlarged the thing. But he kept calling this man from the filling station and finally found one and put it on. That's what's on there now. And this man who fixed mine, mechanic, has a truck, a Ford truck, that is a year older than mine. His is 24 years old. And I'm keeping it because 25 is an antique and they'll be more valuable, you know.
I keep it long. In fact, your car is less. Mine is just
42.
Chevrolet.
And he said, this man told me if I was willing to spend $100 on it, he said, I'll fix it so it'll run like a single sewing machine. He worked on these cars in Detroit in the year this car was made, of mine. And he did fix it up. It doesn't run like a sewing machine. It makes a little noise sometimes. But a man stopped next to me at a bank down here, Branch Bank, and he was in a Chrysler. And he said, pardon me for saying something about what model was this. And I told him, and he nearly died when he found out it was so old, 23 years old. He said, mine's not 2 years old, and said, yours came in here in this parking place and didn't make near as much noise as mine. He was just laughing. And I had an army officer that collects them, came up to me in the parking lot and asked me if I owned this green Ford, said he'd collected them, and he said he'd give me $1,000 for it. And but I wanted myself, it does me, all I do is go to the store and to church and play cards, and I'm through. I don't ride in it just to be riding. I went up to Spagna in it the other day and didn't have any trouble at all. And going up there and back didn't take 4 gallons of gas.
Oh, my car just drinks gas.
And that's pretty good, isn't it? And it's an 8-cylinder. But I tell you, I go about 48 or 50 miles an hour. I get on that inside lane and stay there. I know the road to Wetumpka and then over to the prison, you know, up to Spagna, where this friend of mine lives. And her son came from Jackson, Mississippi. He was a conservation director over there for 2 years. And we have a house party, and they bring this big smoked turkey and all this good things to us. And we just stayed up there 4 or 5 days. He and his wife came over. And they just laughed. He had a car like this once so many years ago, and he sold it and turned it in so long. And he can't get over mine. But I go right on. Everybody knows me by that car, but I don't care. It doesn't look, it's out there. So it's clean inside, and it runs, and that's all any of them do.
I'd keep it as long as I could, because you was probably in better shape than my car is.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say it is. I don't know. But I've got the best bumpers and the old heavy doors is steel. That's not this plastic, I can tell you that.